Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present Columbia Episode 4, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 13, The Paramilitary Era and Continued Conflict. As Colombia entered the 21st century, it remained entangled in a complex web of violence, corruption, and political instability. While the state had dismantled the dominant drug cartels of the 1980s and 1990s, the power vacuum left behind was quickly filled by paramilitary groups, criminal organizations, and remnants of guerrilla movements. The period from the late 1990s into the 2010s saw an escalation of state-backed paramilitary activity, as well as continued violence between leftist insurgents, drug traffickers, and state forces. This chapter explores the rise and influence of paramilitary forces, their role in countering guerrilla insurgencies, their involvement in the drug trade, and their eventual demobilization under government-led peace efforts. The rise of paramilitary groups. Paramilitary groups in Colombia originally emerged in the 1960s and 1970s as self-defense militias formed by wealthy landowners, business elites, and the state to combat the growing influence of leftist guerrillas such as the FARC, Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, and the ELN, National Liberation Army. However, by the 1990s, these groups had evolved into well-organized military forces with vast economic resources, funded largely by drug trafficking, extortion, and illegal land seizures. The most notorious paramilitary umbrella organization was the United Self-Defense Forces of Colombia, AUC, officially formed in 1997. The AUC presented itself as a counterinsurgency force, claiming to defend Colombian civilians from guerrilla violence. However, in reality, the group engaged in massacres, forced displacements, political assassinations, and deep infiltration of government institutions. Paramilitaries and the drug trade. By the early 2000s, paramilitary organizations were no longer simply anti-guerrilla militias. They had become major players in the drug trade. Unlike the large cartels of the past, the paramilitaries controlled rural areas where coca was cultivated and processed. They taxed coca farmers, controlled trafficking routes, and formed alliances with emerging criminal bands backroom. This lucrative relationship allowed paramilitary groups to amass enormous wealth and further expand their influence. Massacres, human rights violations, and forced displacements. During their peak, paramilitary groups were responsible for some of the worst human rights violations in Colombia's history. Thousands of civilians were killed in brutal massacres meant to instill fear and assert dominance over territories. The Mapirapan Massacre, 1997, and the El Salado Massacre, 2000, stand as some of the most horrifying examples of paramilitary brutality. Moreover, paramilitary forces were directly responsible for mass forced displacements, particularly in rural areas where they sought to eliminate guerrilla influence. By the early 2000s, Colombia had one of the highest rates of internally displaced persons, IDPs, in the world, with millions of people forced to flee their homes due to violence, political infiltration, and the Parapolitica scandal. The reach of paramilitary influence was not limited to rural warfare. It extended into Colombia's political and economic elite. Investigations in the 2000s revealed that dozens of congressmen, governors, and mayors had direct links to paramilitary groups, using them for political leverage and electoral gains. This scandal, known as Parapolitica, exposed the deep entanglement between the Colombian state and paramilitary forces. Demobilization of the AUC and its aftermath. In 2003, the Colombian government, under President Álvaro Uribe, initiated negotiations with the AUC, resulting in a formal demobilization process between 2003 and 2006. Thousands of fighters surrendered their arms, and in return, many were granted reduced sentences under the Justice and Peace Law of 2005. However, the demobilization process was heavily criticized. While some leaders were extradited to the U.S. on drug charges, many rank-and-file members reinvented themselves as part of new criminal organizations, leading to the rise of backroom groups such as Los Rastrojos and Los Urabinos. Continued conflict and backrooms expansion. Despite the government's efforts, violence in Colombia did not subside. The vacuum left by demobilized paramilitaries was quickly filled by backroom, which continued to dominate drug trafficking and extortion. By the late 2010s, backroom groups were considered Colombia's primary organized crime syndicates, controlling vast illicit economies. Peace efforts and the legacy of paramilitarism. While Colombia's government has taken steps toward peace, the legacy of paramilitary violence continues to shape the country. The demobilization process did not bring complete justice to the victims, and many regions remain under the control of armed groups. As Colombia moves forward, the challenge remains: how to dismantle organized crime while ensuring that the cycle of violence does not repeat itself. Conclusion: the shifting landscape of conflict. The paramilitary era, though officially declared over, still casts a long shadow over Colombia. While groups like the AUC were dismantled, new forms of organized crime took their place. As Colombia attempts to secure lasting peace, the scars of paramilitary violence remain a stark reminder of the challenges ahead. In the next chapter, we will explore the FARC peace deal, the political implications of negotiations, and the lingering presence of dissident factions that refuse to disarm. Chapter 14: Modern Colombia, A Nation Reborn? As Colombia moved into the 21st century, it faced a defining period of reconstruction, reconciliation, and reform. After decades of internal conflict, drug wars, and political instability, the country embarked on a new course, one that sought to establish peace, promote economic growth, and redefine its national identity. However, the road to progress was not without challenges. While the 2016 peace agreement with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, FARC, was hailed as a historic achievement, the lingering presence of armed groups, corruption, and socioeconomic inequalities continued to test Colombia's stability. This chapter explores Colombia's journey into modernity, detailing the successes and setbacks of the peace process, the transformation of its economy, and the social struggles that remain at the heart of its national evolution. The 2016 peace agreement, a new era of hope? In 2016, after 4 years of negotiations in Havana, Cuba, the Colombian government, led by President Juan Manuel Santos, reached a landmark agreement with FARC, ending one of the world's longest-running conflicts. The deal promised disarmament, reintegration, land reforms, and justice for war victims. In recognition of his efforts, Santos was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. However, the peace process was deeply polarizing. In a national referendum, a narrow majority of Colombians rejected the agreement, citing concerns over perceived leniency toward ex-rebels. Nevertheless, a revised version of the peace deal was implemented through Congress, allowing FARC to transition from an insurgency to a political party known as communes. The demobilization of thousands of FARC fighters was a historic step, but challenges quickly emerged. Dissident groups. Not all rebels accepted the agreement. FARC dissidents, estimated at over 2,500 fighters, refused to disarm and continue to operate in remote regions. Targeted killings. More than 400 social leaders, activists, and ex-FARC members were assassinated between 2016 and 2022, raising concerns over state protection. Slow implementation, land redistribution, economic reintegration programs, and victim reparations have progressed slower than promised, fueling frustration. The economy, growth amidst inequality. Colombia's economy has undergone a significant transformation in recent decades. Once largely dependent on coffee and oil exports, the country has diversified into finance, technology, and tourism. Bogota and Medellin, once associated with violence, have become hubs of innovation and urban renewal. Key economic milestones. Free trade agreements. FTAs. Colombia has signed multiple FTAs, expanding trade with the US, EU, and Asia. Tourism boom. Cities like Cartagena, Medellin, and Bogota now attract millions of tourists annually, drawn by cultural heritage and natural beauty. Technology and entrepreneurship. Medellin has branded itself as the Silicon Valley of Latin America, fostering startups and investment in artificial intelligence and digital infrastructure. However, economic inequality remains a pressing issue. Rural areas still suffer from poverty, lack of infrastructure, and limited job opportunities, driving internal migration and continued tensions over land ownership. Political shifts and corruption challenges. Colombia's political landscape has also undergone major changes, with increasing political diversity and the rise of leftist movements. The 2022 election of Gustavo Petro, the country's first leftist president, marked a significant shift from traditional conservative rule. Petro's policy agenda includes ending fossil fuel dependency and focusing on renewable energy, expanding social welfare programs to combat poverty, pushing for deeper peace talks with remaining armed groups, including ELN. Yet, corruption remains one of Colombia's biggest challenges. Despite anti-corruption measures, scandals involving public funds mismanagement, bribery, and narco-politics continue to erode trust in the government. The legacy of violence and the fight for justice. Colombia has made strides in addressing past human rights violations through mechanisms such as the Special Jurisdiction for Peace, JEP, which investigates crimes committed during the conflict. However, justice remains elusive for many victims. Efforts to heal historical wounds include truth and reconciliation initiatives to document war atrocities, support for war victims, offering reparations and counseling, recognition of indigenous and Afro-Colombian rights, as these communities suffered disproportionately during the conflict. Despite progress, impunity remains a major issue, with many perpetrators escaping justice. The future, challenges and opportunities. Colombia stands at a pivotal moment in its history. With a growing economy, increased international recognition, and a youthful, dynamic population, the country has the potential to achieve long-term stability. However, unresolved issues threaten to undermine progress. The resurgence of armed groups remains a concern in rural regions. Social movements demanding better wages, education, and healthcare continue to rise. Environmental concerns, including deforestation and resource exploitation, require urgent attention. Conclusion: a nation in transition. Colombia's modern era is a story of resilience and reinvention. While the scars of its violent past remain, the country has emerged stronger, striving to build a more just and prosperous future. The road ahead is complex, but Colombia's journey of transformation is far from over. In the next chapter, we will explore Colombia's role on the global stage, its diplomatic challenges, and how it navigates an increasingly interconnected world. Chapter 15: Colombia on the Global Stage. As Colombia transitions into the modern era, it has found itself increasingly engaged with the global community. No longer solely defined by its past struggles with drug trafficking, guerrilla warfare, and political instability, the country is now asserting itself as a key player in international diplomacy, trade, and cultural exchange. However, the challenges of economic inequality, environmental concerns, and ongoing security threats continue to shape its trajectory on the world stage. This chapter explores Colombia's diplomatic engagements, economic ambitions, regional influence, and evolving role in a rapidly changing global landscape. Colombia's diplomatic engagements. Colombia has worked diligently to strengthen its diplomatic ties with major global powers, particularly the United States, the European Union, China, and regional allies in Latin America. Relations with the United States. Historically, Colombia has been one of the United States' closest allies in Latin America, particularly in security and counter-narcotics operations. Agreements like Plan Colombia played a crucial role in military cooperation, but recent diplomatic efforts have shifted towards economic collaboration, climate initiatives, and migration policies. Ties with the European Union. The EU has been an essential partner in Colombia's post-conflict reconstruction, supporting peace-building programs and sustainable development projects. China's expanding influence. Over the last decade, China has increased its investment in Colombian infrastructure, mining, and energy sectors, positioning itself as a major economic player. Regional diplomacy in Latin America. Colombia's participation in organizations like the Pacific Alliance, UNASUR, and CELAC reflects its commitment to fostering regional cooperation, although tensions with Venezuela have posed diplomatic challenges. Economic growth and trade partnerships. Colombia has embraced a globalized economy, diversifying its industries beyond traditional exports like coffee, oil, and coal. Free trade agreements, FTA's Colombia has established trade agreements with over 60 countries, including major economies like the United States, Canada, the EU, and South Korea, boosting exports in sectors like agriculture, manufacturing, and textiles. The rise of technology and innovation. Cities like Medellin and Bogota have positioned themselves as hubs for startups, artificial intelligence, and fintech, attracting international investments. Tourism boom. With improved security, ecotourism, cultural heritage, and gastronomy have made Colombia one of the top travel destinations in Latin America, with UNESCO-recognized sites such as Cartagena and San Agustin drawing millions of visitors annually. Challenges in economic equality. Despite growth, Colombia still faces high income disparity, rural underdevelopment, and job market limitations, which require deeper reforms. Security and counterterrorism efforts. While the 2016 peace agreement with FARC significantly reduced internal conflict, Colombia continues to grapple with dissident groups, organized crime, and drug trafficking. FARC dissidents and ELN. Certain factions of the FARC refuse to demobilize and remain active in border regions, often engaging in illegal mining, arms smuggling, and extortion. Drug cartels and criminal networks. The decline of traditional cartels has given rise to BACRIM, Bandas criminals, neo-paramilitary groups, and new narco-traffickers, keeping Colombia's security forces in constant vigilance. Military modernization and international cooperation. Colombia has strengthened its intelligence, border security, and naval defenses, working alongside international partners to curb transnational crime and terrorism threats. Colombia's environmental leadership. As a biodiversity hotspot, Colombia has taken an active role in climate action and environmental conservation. The country is home to over 10% of the world's species, making its natural resources vital not only for its economy, but also for global ecological health. Deforestation and Amazon protection. The government has implemented initiatives to combat illegal logging, cattle ranching, and gold mining that threaten the Amazon rainforest. Renewable energy expansion. Colombia is investing heavily in solar, wind, and hydroelectric projects to transition away from fossil fuels. International climate agreements. Colombia is part of the Paris Agreement and has set ambitious carbon neutrality goals by 2050, positioning itself as a leader in Latin American sustainability efforts. Colombian culture on the world stage. Colombian artists, musicians, and writers have gained global recognition, bringing the country's rich cultural heritage to international audiences. Music and film. Reggaeton and vallenato artists like Shakira, J Balvin, and Carlos Vives have dominated global charts, while Colombian cinema is earning accolades at major film festivals. Literary influence. Following the legacy of Gabriel Garcia Marquez, modern Colombian authors are making waves in world literature, shedding light on the country's history and contemporary struggles. Sports excellence. Colombia's national teams and athletes continue to shine in soccer, cycling, and weightlifting, elevating the country's global sporting reputation. Challenges and the road ahead. While Colombia has made substantial strides, it faces persistent hurdles that could shape its future international role. Corruption and governance issues. Political scandals continue to undermine trust in government institutions. Migration and border tensions. The Venezuelan crisis has led to the influx of millions of refugees, straining social services and diplomatic relations. Post-conflict stability. Ensuring the success of peace agreements and preventing violence in rural regions remains a key concern. Economic diversification. The challenge of reducing dependency on fossil fuels while sustaining economic growth is crucial. Conclusion: Colombia's global renaissance. Colombia has transformed itself into a key regional and global player, leveraging its economic potential, cultural vibrancy, and geopolitical position. While the country still faces numerous internal and external challenges, it is clear that Colombia's presence on the world stage is stronger than ever. Its ability to navigate these challenges will define its trajectory in the decades to come. In the next and final chapter, we will explore the vision for Colombia's future, the lasting impact of its past, and the potential pathways to a more prosperous and peaceful nation. Chapter 16. The Future of Colombia, a Nation at a Crossroads. As Colombia steps into the future, it faces both immense opportunities and profound challenges. The progress made in economic growth, international diplomacy, and peacebuilding has positioned the country as a key player in Latin America. However, unresolved social inequalities, political instability, environmental concerns, and security threats continue to shape its destiny. This final chapter explores the future outlook for Colombia, assessing its political, economic, and social landscape while outlining potential pathways toward a stable and prosperous future. Political stability and governance. Colombia's democratic institutions have shown resilience over the years, but challenges persist in ensuring transparent governance, judicial independence, and citizen trust. The political scene remains highly polarized, with shifts between leftist and right-wing administrations influencing national policies. Decentralization and regional autonomy. Efforts to strengthen local governance are key to reducing corruption and ensuring equitable development across different regions. Judicial reforms and anti-corruption measures. Addressing political scandals, bribery, and impunity is essential to rebuilding public confidence. Democratic participation and civil society engagement. Encouraging youth involvement and protecting journalists and activists remain crucial to strengthening democracy. Economic prospects and innovation. Colombia's economy is at a turning point, with efforts underway to diversify industries, attract foreign investment, and foster technological innovation. Diversifying beyond oil and mining. The transition to a knowledge-based economy and sustainable industries such as green energy, fintech, and biotechnology will define the next decade. Infrastructure development and connectivity. Expanding modern highways, ports, and digital infrastructure will enhance Colombia's global competitiveness. Inclusive economic growth. Bridging the gap between urban and rural development remains a key challenge, requiring targeted policies for marginalized communities. Security and post-conflict stability. Although the 2016 peace agreement with FARC was a milestone, new security threats have emerged from dissident groups, drug cartels, and organized crime. Reintegration of ex-combatants, providing effective social and economic opportunities for former guerrilla members, is crucial in preventing their return to armed conflict. Countering illegal economies, tackling the influence of BACRIM, Bandas criminals, and neo-paramilitary groups will require comprehensive law enforcement and economic alternatives for affected regions. Border security and migration policies. Addressing the Venezuelan refugee crisis and ensuring humanitarian solutions remain a significant foreign policy challenge. Environmental sustainability and climate action. Colombia, home to some of the most biodiverse ecosystems on the planet, must balance economic development with environmental preservation. Amazon rainforest protection. Fighting deforestation, illegal mining, and land grabs is critical to safeguarding Colombia's natural heritage. Renewable energy leadership. Investing in wind, solar, and hydroelectric power can position Colombia as a regional leader in clean energy. Urban sustainability and smart cities. Modernizing public transport, reducing emissions, and promoting green urban planning will be essential for Colombia's rapidly growing cities. Social transformation and cultural renaissance. Colombia's diverse population and rich cultural heritage offer a foundation for social cohesion, tourism, and global recognition. Education and workforce development. Expanding access to quality education and vocational training will be essential for the country's long-term growth. Gender equality and human rights. Advancing women's rights, indigenous representation, and LGBTQ+ protections will strengthen Colombia's social fabric. Global cultural influence. Music, film, and literature will continue to showcase Colombia's creative talent on the world stage. Conclusion: a nation at a crossroads. Colombia's future is not predetermined, it is shaped by the choices made today. Whether the country achieves long-term stability or falls back into cycles of unrest will depend on its ability to implement reforms, foster innovation, and maintain social unity. As Colombia navigates its next chapter, it remains a nation of resilience, ambition, and transformation. The road ahead will be challenging, but with strategic leadership, civic engagement, and global cooperation, Colombia has the potential to emerge as a leader in Latin America and beyond.